Welcome to the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast.
We're going to have a lot of fun. Come on and join us.
Sure, there's always room for one more.
It's time for a new college football division. According to the 1970s Steely Dan classic song, the male subject of that song laments about his sadness. Feeling like a longtime loser, he uses a sports analogy. He said, "They call Alabama the Crimson Tide. Call me Deacon Blues." Sadly, Wake Forest University was extremely bad at college football for nearly two decades, from 1960 to 1978. Wake Forest had just two winning seasons. While Alabama was successful at winning football during that time, the Demon Deacons were just as proficient at losing. That song reminds me of how it must feel today to compete in one of college football's mid-major conferences. There are five football conferences called mid-majors, or more recently called the Group of Five. They are the American Athletic Conference, Conference USA, the Mid-American, Mountain West, and Sun Belt. In 2022, the Group of Five conferences had 60 football-playing colleges. They compete in the same top division called the FBS as the Southeastern Conference, Big Ten, ACC, Big 12, and Pac-12. Now, those conferences are referred to as the Power Five for obvious reasons. When you group the current 10 conferences and the FBS together, the Power Five has dominated the matchups with the Group of Five, a lot like the Harlem Globetrotters playing against the Washington Generals in basketball. Yeah, the Generals might win a few of those games, but it rarely happens. The mid-major Group of Five teams have virtually no chance to win a national championship in the upper football division. The FBS champion has been a member of the Power Five football conferences every season since the modern-day playoffs began back in 1989. Only one team, a 13-0 Cincinnati Bearcats team of the AAC, ranked number 4 in 2021, has ever been invited to participate in the college football playoffs since they began in 1989. That makes 86 teams during that period which have competed in a college football playoff game. Cincinnati's 2021 team represents a 1.2% or 1 out of 86 representation rate from the Group of Five mid-major schools in the FBS playoffs. So the system does not work for the mid-major conferences. Why do they remain? The SEC, Big Ten, Big 12, ACC, and Pac-12 conferences have the largest TV contracts and the largest football stadiums in America. They have significantly more financial resources available than the mid-major conference teams. With college football teams now playing a 12-game regular season schedule, many teams have up to four games to fill. The Power Five teams will write a big check to any smaller football program, such as the Group of Five schools, to come and play a game at their larger home stadium. Home games for these Power Five programs can generate several million dollars in revenue for their team. Meanwhile, the visiting Group of Five football teams will pocket at least $1 million or more for making a visit in the early season as a tune-up game or as a designated homecoming victim. Yeah, there's a good reason why the Group of Five teams do this. It's called money. In nearly all cases, a Group of Five team will earn significantly more money by going on the road to play one of these games than they would earn by playing a home game with a lower net revenue. The smaller schools utilize the profits earned from these jackpot road games to fund the other athletic programs at the university. Most other college sports programs, including basketball and baseball, operate at a loss. Most mid-major conference schools know that the odds are also very low that they will have an unbeaten season. And that's about the only way that they're going to have a chance to get into the FBS playoffs at the end of the year. Once a Group of Five mid-major team loses one or more non-conference road game in a year, they are effectively eliminated from consideration from the financially lucrative college football playoffs. And if that's not depressing enough, consider this recent change which negatively affects those teams even more. The addition of the NCAA's new transfer portal and legalized payments being made under the new Name, Image, and Likeness, or NIL, rules have made it even tougher for these Group of Five football programs. Their most talented players are going to be heavily recruited while at their school, this time using NIL cash as an inducement to transfer immediately into one of the wealthier football programs. I recently explained this dilemma to one of my sons who graduated from mid-major UL Monroe in the Sun Belt Conference. He said, "So you're saying that our football team will probably be mediocre forever?" Well, at least for the time being. We'll get to my solution in just a moment. So the FBS says, let's throw the little guys a bone. Back in 2012, an agreement was reached to guarantee one spot in the New Year's Day 6 bowl games, the Peach, Cotton, Sugar, Rose, Orange, and Fiesta, to one team from the Group of Five mid-major conferences. This all began back in the 2014 football season. And after 9 years of this, the Group of Five teams have posted a record of 4 wins and 5 losses. Not too bad. In 2022, Tulane of the American Conference won an exciting game against USC in the Rose Bowl. During recent years, the payout going to one of these teams has been more than $5 million. After deducting the expenses of the participating school, the conference of that invited bowl team gets to share the remaining profits with the other conference schools. And even though it's not a lot, at this level, every dollar helps. So why would a school want to remain in a mid-major conference any longer? Good question. Of the 131 teams playing football in the FBS, or the Large School Division, in 2022, 60 of those schools, 46%, play in the Group of Five mid-major conferences. 11 teams are in the American AAC, 11 in the Conference USA group, 12 from the Mid-America Conference, 12 in the Mountain West, and 14 are in the Sun Belt Conference. As we discussed earlier, only one of those mid-major teams, Cincinnati back in 2021, has ever participated in some form of the college football playoffs in the 33 years since the playoffs began in 1989. In 2024, next year, a new 12-team college football playoff will begin. Now, the field will be comprised of, number one, the 6 highest-rated conference champions, plus, number two, the 6 highest-rated non-conference champions. Now, the good news for this Group of Five mid-major teams is at least one of its teams is going to be invited to the 12-team playoffs with a large payday. Of course, the one selected mid-major team is going to be ranked number 12 out of the 12 playoff teams in those expanded playoffs. And they're going to have to slay 4 Goliaths in order to win the national title. Good luck with that.
That's the story of my life. No respect. I don't get no respect at all.
Fact. Many of today's mid-major teams were national champions at a lower level. Many of the current 60 mid-major teams were once crowned the national champ at a smaller FCS level. Current Sun Belt Conference members like James Madison back in 2016 and 2004 were champions of the FCS. Appalachian State, 2007, 2006, and 2005. Georgia Southern won it a bunch of times in 2000, 1999, 1990, 1989, 86, and 1985. And Louisiana Monroe in 1987 all proudly hang championship banners at their football stadiums as national champions from the FCS. Conference USA's Marshall University was a 3-time FCS champion in 96, 95, and 92. And out west, in the Mountain West, Boise State won the FCS title back in 1980. A few other mid-major teams also won titles at the Division II level of the NCAA. Current Sunbelt member Troy won the D2 title in 1987 and 1984. Mid-America competitor Western Michigan won it all in 1974, and Conference USA member Louisiana Tech scored their lone national title in 1973. I think it's time for this group to form another division and hold their own championship. Why don't the members of this Group of Five attempt to form their own division with their own playoff system? The alumni and fans from these schools may like exiting this fruitless pursuit of a national championship against the giants of college football. Let's play some teams our own size. Why keep fighting the inevitable? Here's another question. Are the 60 teams in the Group of Five enough to form their own football division? Well, the next lower division is the FCS. And in 2022, there were 130 schools playing football in 12 conferences at the FCS level. Now, those conferences were the Atlantic Sun with 6 teams, the Big Sky with 12, Big South with 6, Colonial Athletic Association had 13 teams, the Ivy League with 8, the Mid-Eastern Atlantic Conference with 6, Missouri Valley with 11, Northeast Conference with 8, the Ohio Valley Conference had 7, the Patriot League has 7 teams, Pioneer League with 11, Southern Conference had 9 teams, the Southland had 8, The Southwest Athletic Conference has 12, and the Western Athletic Conference had 6 teams. That's 130. Much like the upper division FBS, the FCS champion has come from only a few of the major conferences. The 11-team Missouri Valley Conference has dominated the smaller division in recent years. Winning 10 of the last 12 FCS titles, the Missouri Valley has been the SEC of the smaller football division. And the 13-team Colonial has been perennially competitive as well. Villanova won the FCS championship in 2009, while the Richmond Spiders won it all in 2008. Now, if you elevated those two conferences, the Colonial and the Missouri Valley, into a new football league with those 60 mid-majors, a very competitive new football division would be comprised of 84 teams. So I'm going to call it, for lack of better terms, the FSS, Football Swamp Swami. The new grouping will become part of a new football organizational structure. We would have at the top level the FBS, with now 71 member schools after you take out those mid-majors, being the ACC, the Big Ten, Big 12, Pac-12, and SEC, plus independents like Notre Dame and others. In our new FSS division, the second level would have 84 member schools. The American Athletic Conference, Conference USA, Mid-American Conference, Mountain West, and Sun Belt, plus, rising up, the Missouri Valley and the Colonial Athletic Conference. And then in the lowest division, the FCS, you would still have 106 member schools from the original conferences minus the Missouri Valley and the Colonial. The newly created FSS in the middle would feature an 8 or 16 team playoff system. Playoffs would begin immediately following the regular season and a winner crowned no later than the first weekend in January. After decades of irrelevance, it's time now for the group of five to come alive. I'm Swamp Swami.